didn't always help.
6 o'clock in the morning, and you two ladies are sitting here at a table. What's going on?
I'm almost speechless. It's just the most incredible event that's so quiet that you wouldn't even know it's happening, where I think there are 11 men running every day between 6 and midnight and inspiring me to get up every day and come and watch them start.
Well, some days you actually come here and actually count, but now you're just coming over to see it begin. I mean, you could come any time during the 18 hours, and yet you want to be here for the start.
I like mornings, but I think it's the oneness with the runners. I don't even stay up as late as they do at night. But I feel that by coming out, I'm just showing a little bit of extra effort in the fact that they have to get up tired and stumble here in the morning and bike here in the morning to start this incredible day.
Why is that? What are they doing that's incredible, though?
They're going way, way beyond what anyone would believe the human body could do. And they're doing it with their inner beings, their souls, and somehow they come to the fore. And I mean, these boys are doing this through wind, through rain, through storms every day. They're pounding the pavement I don't even know how many hours, and somehow this inner strength is powering them so that they are become super beings, inwardly and outwardly.
Carby, you're here every morning too, and then probably very much what she said brings you here, but you're sitting in front of the clipboard.
Every single thing she said, I mean, I was feeling the same thing. Every time she said something, I said, okay, that's definitely
my sister.
what I'm feeling as well. I'd just like to add that to me, it's like all heart when I come out here and I'm with the runners, because they're all heart and they're all self-giving. Because sometimes when I'm counting, a runner would come by and give me something to drink. It's like I feel like this, you know, they're here, they're struggling, you know, they have their struggles and they have this oneness heart to do this special offering. So it's, for me, it's really unique.
And I feel exactly the same way there, too.
Well, we had the first runner of the day coming around, Studashil. And here comes Sarvagata.
Sarvagata, gotcha. Great.
The job isn't as easy as it looks. You have 6 clipboards here and 11 runners, but you have to be attentive.
You have to be very, very attentive. And the least amount of, as innocent as it might be, the least amount of distraction, you could miss a runner. And that's, for me, when I miss a runner or if I make a mistake, it's like, really, really, it really, really makes me feel horrible. So I do my best and I pray when I come to count every day, I pray that I don't miss a runner and that I get each one, you know, because it's so important for them.
I know it's a little early yet, but the end is in sight now. It's just a little over 2 weeks. And aren't you all both going to miss this when it day 52 comes?
I sure am, but at the same time, you know, it's like there's always something to do and always something to. But this is unique in a way that it brings out so much heart power, so much love, so much compassion. But you know, when it ends, okay, it just means something else is happening. It's not the end. And we look forward to next year.
And I think it's complete. It's complete for this year. The runners have completed whatever they have completed,
right.
Hopefully 3,100 miles. I have done my best in transcending my own self in helping them and being here. And it's complete. So then, as you say, you go on to other things, but then you look forward to coming back next summer.
Right. When people are driving by or people are reading about this on the internet, Do you think they can get it? Do you think they can understand what it's like just to be here right now?
I don't think so. I mean, I think maybe they could touch it, but to be, it takes a little longer to be here to fully appreciate the beauty of this world.
I agree. I think it, for me, it actually took almost like a week for some reason this year for me to kind of get into the flow of the whole thing. So you really do have to be here physically in order to understand and feel and just get the pulse of the whole event. So I definitely feel that you have to be here in order to feel it.
Thank you.
You get so much oneness with
the
runners.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're having a good day or bad day, you really feel it, and you're really praying for them.
Exactly. Like one day I came in, and every single runner to me looked like they were suffering. And so I felt like really, really, I had to like really force myself to be as cheerful as possible, because I felt like if I didn't, you know, if I wasn't cheerful, then I'm not helping the runners. So that's, you know.